One of the challenges that are facing our refugee children in Tanzania is access to education. We are struggling to get permission to construct classroom blocks. So right now, children are really in overcrowded situation. So the situation is quite challenging because we have so many children and we need to create a conducive environment for them to learn.
But how difficult it is to support the refugees, especially now the children, in terms of education, in times when aid is dwindling. There are so many appeals, but commitment is lacking.
As you know, globally, unprecedented numbers have now faced the world with regards to refugees. So we have to accommodate and understand that, yes, indeed, the traditional partners and even some new partners are also overwhelmed and stretched. The challenges really are that we find it difficult to provide some of the basic services to the full capacity. But at the same time, I must admit that the donors continue to be generous. They continue to support where they can.
Are there any refugees support programs could be emulated by other countries now supporting refugees or even hesitating to host refugees?
Speaking from Tanzania, what I really wish would be that other countries would emulate Tanzania's generosity. As you may be aware, Tanzania has been in the forefront of finding solutions for refugees on our territory. In 2010, Tanzania, as you recall, made the unprecedented decision to naturalize over 200,000 Burundian refugees that had come to this country in 1972. And this is the kind of proactive action and leadership that Tanzania has shown. This is what needs to happen. And I wish that the leaders going to this summit would take this type of action because this was a protracted group. They've been in this country over 40 years. This was the final and lasting solution for them. We are now in the process of processing them for citizenship.
And there's no need of closing doors to refugees?
No, absolutely not. These are human beings. To flee because you are leaving your home because of war is not a choice you make like you're going on vacation. It is to secure your safety, your life.
Wow.
So closing doors is not going to help anybody. You have seen, look at the number of deaths that have occurred on the Mediterranean because people are risking their lives at all costs. They're trying to save themselves. So closing doors is going to help what? It's not going to help anybody. The international community just needs to understand that we need to share the burden. This is not a solution for one state alone.
Now, after the summit, what actions UNHCR Tanzania would like to see member states take?
What I can tell them that this summit is at the highest level, at the leaders level, heads of state, government, ministers, and so on. It is an opportunity for states to reaffirm the importance of adhering to the international protection regime. Most of them are signatories to the 51 Convention, Human Rights Conventions. This is the time to reaffirm. Indeed, it is challenging for everybody. It's not like Tanzania is not challenged. There's a huge burden on hosting communities in areas where refugees live. But at least Tanzania is showing its leadership by adhering to the international protection regime. And this is the opportunity now at this conference where the leaders will be. They need to reaffirm their commitment. They are signatories to these international instruments.